Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
To understand the rhythmic journey through reggaeton and its artists, we must take a step back and understand how collaborations have played an essential role in its growth and evolution. Perhaps the single that marked the beginning of this trend in Spanish was La Tortura. During the summer of 2005, Shakira and Alejandro Sanz joined forces, intertwining their creative strengths to bring to life that hip-melting anthem that changed genres. Both were artists at the peak of their success, blending their styles, each from a different Spanish-speaking corner of the world, creating a song with a catchy melody, relatable lyrics, and a very sexy video for the time, at a moment where Latin music was on the rise. It had it all. A lot happened since the arrival of a song like La Tortura. But when we look at the current music scene, we can witness how this fusion has become pretty commonplace. We increasingly see how the combination of different musical styles, when brought together at just the right moment, reaches the pinnacle. Alejandro Sanz was not the only Spaniard at the time to venture into Caribbean sounds. Bailando, performed by certified hottie Enrique Iglesias, did so too by collaborating with the Cuban group Gente de Zona and the Semer Bueno. The fusion of Latin pop and Spanish guitar made that song an instant international sensation. It could be said that it was an inheritance from his father, who also captured the hearts of millions of fans in the Americas decades ago, by borrowing sounds that weren't typical of his homeland. We know that this can be problematic, but we'll leave the cultural appropriation debate for another episode this season. Today, crossovers are happening with reggaeton. Its influence has permeated the hearts of countless followers and has reached the top of the charts. While Latin pop stars demonstrated that they could carry their fame and style successfully into the world of reggaeton, the biggest stars of this genre were also climbing the charts by collaborating with some of the world's greatest musical talents. Singles like the electrifying I Like It by Cardi B, featuring the dynamic duo of Bad Bunny and J Balvin, exemplified the genre's ability to appeal to diverse musical tastes. These were three artists who, much like Shakira and Alejandro Sanz years ago, came together to create a catchy, fun, emblematic song. This time with an artist singing in another language from another musical genre, though along the lines of her own Latina background. It sounds risky, but it worked. The fame and notoriety of Latin artists have grown as they ventured both within and outside the reggaeton genre. And leading US artists have taken notice and started releasing their own crossover hits. In 2017, Beyoncé seamlessly joined in to sing Mi Gente, originally by J Balvin and Willie Williams, adding an undeniable spark to this reggaeton anthem. Singing in, well, somewhat rusty Spanish, but also English, Queen B added her magical touch to the already popular song. In 2019, the song Con Calma was another unexpected hit. It was a collaboration between two artists, one established, Daddy Yankee, and a one-hit wonder from the 90s, Snow. The song, with influences from dancehall and a revival of Snow's Informer, took the world by storm that year and highlighted the versatility of reggaeton in embracing different styles and different backgrounds. Shortly after, even Katy Perry threw her name in the hat for a remix version of the song, singing just like Beyoncé a few years earlier in a mix of English and Spanish.
I know we don't speak the same language, but I'm gonna let my body talk for me.
And then saying,
Hola, me llamo Katie. A little mezcal got me feeling naughty.
And then we can't forget the incredibly provocative collaboration, Linda, featuring Rosalía and Toquilla. Two urban genre artists, but each in their own style. The first came from a background in classical flamenco. The second was known for a grittier trap sound.
Llegué tarde a la cita, estaba con Rosalía. Las amigas que se besan son la mejor compañía.
This intoxicating blend led to a reggaeton success that only reinforces what had been brewing for years. The reggaeton's infinite capacity for crossover. Today, it seems that every pop artist, regardless of their genre, has at least one reggaeton song, or participates in a collaboration within the style. While reggaeton has witnessed several crossover hits, not every collaboration has managed to hit the right notes. It's important to remember that the success of a collaboration depends on various factors, and not every effort can result in a chart-topping hit. But taking risks is the essence of the evolution of any genre. And reggaeton is no exception. And it can't be denied that the rewards that come from creating a crossover hit justify taking any risk. So what's the next big risk in the evolution of reggaeton? Well, it could be closer than you think. Just across the border from the United States in northern Mexico.
Qué rollo plebada, I'm Lenota Culichi, I'm a DJ and singer of Perreo Norteño, and I'm from Culiacán, Sinaloa.
I am your host, Lilia Luciano, and in this episode, we explore the traditional sounds of the music of northern Mexico, how they've once again questioned just how far regional music can go in the world, and the way it has gradually blended into reggaeton. To delve into these rhythms, we speak with a representative of an intriguing blend that, while relatively new, has grand ambitions to elevate a combination that is proving to be fun. It's called Perreo Norteño. We'll see how more and more reggaeton and also pop artists flirt with rhythms that originated in the arid mountains of northern Mexico, and why this fusion has become a powerful duo that is sure to make headlines in the coming years. You'll see what I'm talking about. You're listening to El Flow Season 2, Episode 2, Crossover Collision. We'll be back with more after a short break.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
In the realm of contemporary music and its global impact, Mexico emerges as an undeniable force. Its captivating melodies, exemplified by hits like Me Queda Un Por Ciento by Bad Bunny and Grupo Frontera, resonate way beyond its borders, leaving an indelible mark on the world stage. Collaborations between reggaeton heroes and Mexican superstars like Peso Pluma and Natanael Cano, with some of the industry's most prominent talents, further solidify Mexico's influential presence in music. But the music that has taken these contemporary artists so far is nothing new. They might be obvious to anyone within Mexico, but these two groups, Los Tucanes de Tijuana and Banda El Recodo, both started from humble beginnings and went on to change everything. It all happened in the 90s. Los Tucanes released around 50 albums, including studio recordings and compilations, and they have established themselves as some of the greatest figures in norteña music. On the other hand, El Recodo was the first Mexican band to perform in every continent. They've paved the way for a new generation, which also sings corridos. Corridos are songs that are more like chronicles. They tell a story, usually about outlaw heroes and lost loves, always in Mexico. Today, artists like Natanael Cano, Junior H, or Peso Pluma also sing corridos, but in their own way. We'll get back to them a little bit later. As for Nota Culichi, well, she grew up around the same time as these artists, definitely listening to the same music. But she also went to parties in Culiacán, Sinaloa, where the local DJs played reggaeton songs. So Nota Culichi and her friends would dance to them, even as they were little kids going all out, hasta abajo.
When I was a kid, I also watched MTV Music, and then I saw for the first time the Gasolina music video for Daddy Yankee. I was so happy. I fell in love with the genre very, very young.
Now, Nota Culichi is a prominent DJ herself in the local scene, mixing what she used to dance to with her friends as a kid, like Axe Bahia, Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, Wisin y Yandel, o sea, reggaeton viejo.
I started to hear reggaeton when I was very, very young. I went to parties of my friends and also at the school, and they always play like reggaeton, and I start to hear this and I really like it. And I always look for these artists and I find other songs.
But in her DJ sets, she adds a touch of what brings us right here, reggaeton. To this fun, catchy, danceable, and sensual rhythm, she blends in the beats of bands like Los Tucanes de Tijuana or El Recodo. It's the combination of what her dad used to play when she was a child and what she would dance to with friends.
We are getting more powerful of our old culture. We're feeling very proud, and we are working hard since many years ago. And now it's very, very cool that the people also like it. And I feel both of the genres are very strong right now. And I'm so happy that we can get together to make new ways of hear music.
Perreo norteño. Sounds good, right? But it ain't easy.
At first, they told me that the times didn't match from regional music of Mexico and reggaeton. And I was like, this has to be together. How can I do it? How can I find a way? I started to work with producers and talk with them. And at first we think that it wasn't going to work, but then we find a way. It was so magical.
See, practice makes perfect, even for something that seemed so far-fetched.
It was like the experiment is inside of me, and I didn't know it when I was younger, but I knew that it was going to happen, and it's happening right now.
Indeed, the unique ability of reggaeton to blend expressive and energetic musical styles from all across Latin America has fostered inclusivity, diversity, and a beautiful exchange of cultural influences. Through this fusion of cultures, the musical landscape has been enriched, providing fertile ground for new and innovative artistic expressions.
I feel people from Mexico and Latin American people, they're very proud of our culture. We want to share with all of them. And me as a DJ, I feel like people want to hear this kind of mix. I feel like the people already have in their hearts this kind of essential way to dance, to hear music, and to share with other people.
In the past, different countries had their own musical preferences, such as norteño, bachata, salsa, or more recently, reggaeton. Now, there's a noticeable fusion, as these genres seamlessly blend. It's as if something extraordinary is happening among people when they combine these diverse musical influences. The artists we mentioned earlier, Natanael Cano, Junior H, and more recently, Peso Pluma, have taken Mexican music beyond the borders of their country to promote these rhythms of acoustic guitars, tubas, and dry snares to the ears of the United States and far beyond. So how did they do this? It can be explained by a combination of factors. These Mexican artists took the purest elements of corridos and then got them mixed up with a touch of trap. This is especially evident in the production. See, the percussion beats, which are often not a drum, but rather a bass and rhythm guitar, don't sound much different from the southern hip-hop that has propelled artists like Future, Migos, 21 Savage, or Gucci Mane to success. The vocal style doesn't sound too far off either. It's a rap that stays in the same tone, with a somewhat off-key voice, almost as if you're intoxicated. Something raw, singing about everyday experiences. And often those experiences are, well, outside of the law. Mexicans adapted it and took it further. The result? A genre that barely existed a few years ago and now dominates the airwaves. El corrido tumbao.
It's a new way to hear music, and I feel like we all need this new combination of sounds.
That combination is perreo norteño. Just as the proponents of corrido tumbado mixed Mexican regional music with trap, Nota Culichi has gone a step further and blended that same Mexican norteño style, but with reggaeton. The popularity of perreo norteño extends far beyond Sinaloa, leading Nota Culichi to perform all across Mexico. It serves as a means of personal expression, of celebration, of course, of entertainment, bringing people together on the dance floor to enjoy its infectious rhythms and dynamic movements. La Nota Culichi is at the heart of the identity of this subgenre. At the regional level, Nota is a staple at some of the most popular venues in Sinaloa. And throughout Mexico, she's made her mark in some of the country's hottest reggaeton spots. She even has her own set at EDC 2022 in Mexico City, the country's largest electronic music festival.
Everyone is EDM DJs. I don't know how the people are going to react. And I was like very like surprised about it. I started playing and I was like, yeah, they like it and they enjoy it very much.
Outside of Mexico, she has headlined shows like Perreo Prom in Portland with artists like DJ Sinaloa, and also performed at the post-expo party in Chicago, along with other Latin DJs like Blestonio and Tayana. Nota Culichi and Perreo Norteño could be described as the both obvious and surprising sources of the next evolution of reggaeton. Obvious because the history of reggaeton has shown that women tend to be at the forefront of some of the genre's biggest evolutions, from Ivy Queen to Shakira to Karol G to again Shakira.
De hecho, ahorita hay una canción de Karol G con Shakira y tengo un mix, o sea, tengo un mix de esta canción con la de Hips Don't Lie, porque hay una parte donde la Karol G dice Shakira, Shakira, o sea, esa parte, y ahí es donde entra la de Hips Don't Lie para mí en mi set.
And Nota doesn't shy away from using these inspirational women in her own sets. As she describes here, she mixes the song Te Cuje by Karol G featuring Shakira, and at that perfect moment, when that seductive echo of Karol G saying Shakira, Shakira, she slides right into her own uniquely composed norteño beats. By mixing two genres that might seem even antagonistic, she creates euphoric atmospheres that push the boundaries of musical expression. And might I add that after that song Te Cuje came out, both Shakira and Karol G independently ventured into regional Mexicano music. So what is Mexico's place in its contributions to reggaeton? We'll explore that after the break.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Nota Culichi is just one example of how regional Mexican music has managed to blend in a fun and contagious way into the global mainstream. The Corridos Tumbados of Natanael Cano managed to captivate the attention of traditional reggaeton artists. In 2022, Nada, as he's known in Mexico, brought his northern Mexican guitars into a song with Toquicha. Together, they achieve success with Kilos de Amor. It might not be strictly reggaeton, but it shares a lot in common, especially in the lyrics.
Lo que sé es que me perdiste, y no sé si te quiera ver. Nadie me quita las ganas, y ahora me miran con tres.
A seductive and bitter love song that plays heavily on the norteño side of music. But the cadence of reggaeton lyricism can be felt in those lines. What I know is that you lost me, and I don't know if I want to see you. Nobody takes away my desires, and now they see me with three. Like Nota Culichi, corrido tumbado artists come from northern Mexico, a region with high violence rates, but where cultural offerings never cease to amaze. In August 2023, he teamed up with La Bichota herself, Karol G, to create a fun and unexpected dembow, but with the provocative lyrics that characterize the Colombian artist.
¿Qué hijo de putas ganas tengo de besarte? Te vio en una foto y te imaginé sin ropa. Te mentiría si no estoy loca por verte con ese jeansito como te ves de culona.
A playful back and forth with La Bichota and Peso Pluma teasing each other by repeating, "Damn, I really want to kiss you. I saw you in a photo and I imagined you naked. I'd be lying if I said I'm not crazy to see you in those tight jeans that make your ass look nice." And obviously, we can't talk about reggaeton titans without mentioning my dear Maluma baby. This artist from Medellin surprised both his fans and his critics alike by joining this trend of taking reggaeton beyond its borders with regional Mexican music. In 2021, he released the song Cada Quien with Grupo Firme. This Mexican group took their collaborations with the reggaeton artist to the Coachella main stage in 2022 as festival headliners. And it seems that this music really touched Maluma's heart. 2 years later, he released the single Según Quien, along with the norteño singer Karin León. But the real musical surprise of 2023 was an artist from this musical style, Peso Pluma. Hassan Emilio Quebande, Peso Pluma, better known as La Doble P, is a young 23-year-old from Jalisco, Mexico. His first big hit was Ella Baila Sola, a collaboration with another Mexican band, Eslabón Armado. And it didn't take long for La Doble P to attract foreign artists. Skinny mini, like featherweight boxers, this artist proved himself a true heavyweight by quickly climbing to number one on Spotify after his session with Bizarrap. Nowadays, Peso Pluma's corridos tumbados have crossed beyond their genre and merged with reggaeton. In August 2023, he teamed up with none other than La Bichota, Karol G, to create a fun and unexpected dembow, but with the provocative lyrics that characterize the Colombian artist.
¿Qué hijo de putas ganas tengo de besarte? Te vi en una foto y te imaginé sin ropa. Te mentiría si no estoy loca por verte. Con ese jeansito como te ves de culona.
Desde la nueva era, pero baila todo. Baila una de Maluma y tengo Calderón.
And obviously, we can't talk about reggaeton titans without mentioning Maluma Baby. This artist from Medellin surprised both his fans and critics alike by joining in this trend of taking reggaeton beyond its borders into regional Mexican music territory. In 2021, he released the song Cada Quien with Grupo Firme. These Mexicans took their collaboration with the reggaeton artist to the Coachella main stage in 2022 as festival headliners. And it seems that this music really touched Maluma's heart. 3 years later, he released the single Según Quien, along with the northern Mexican singer Karin León. It may be just a passing trend, but it's undeniable that through experimentation, it has created an immense sound that is beginning to establish itself as the new leading sound on the reggaeton charts. In the past, these musical cultures were so distinct, especially in the United States. But the beauty lies in individuality. Different people from different countries, each with their own traditions, customs, accents, and sounds. When these diverse threads come together and blend, incredible sounds are born. The evolution of the genre continues through Nota Culichi's interpretations and blends, merging the authenticity of norteño and reggaeton. Inspired by reggaeton's pioneers, she boldly claims her moment and takes her place among the genre's royalty. Nota Culichi is leaving an indelible mark on the ever-evolving legacy of reggaeton. She's a magnificent example of how the women of reggaeton radiate an undeniable strength as they boldly crown themselves with titles like La Bichota, La Caballota, and now La Reina del Perreo Norteño, showcasing their power and influence with unwavering confidence. Nota Culichi's story is a testament to the prosperous and ever-evolving threads that reggaeton continues to weave. The vibrant and captivating nature of reggaeton keeps resonating worldwide, solidifying its position as a global cultural force. Music is a universal language that reaches the soul and facilitates cultural exchange. For example, reggaeton, originating from the Caribbean, more specifically from Puerto Rico, has become a powerful medium for creative expression and also pride. Its infectious rhythms and melodies transcend borders. They find a place in pop culture and they bring people together. But what happens when that same vibrant and captivating force that catapulted you to fame and stardom takes a dark turn? In the next episode, we'll delve into the clashing stories of reggaeton's most epic rivalries. From the decade-long feud between Daddy Yankee and Nicky Jam that ended their promising duo, Los Cangris, to diss and public confrontations on social media between Cosculluela and Anuel AA, and the intense rivalry that reached its climax at the 2021 Latin Grammys between Residente and J Balvin. All of that in the next episode of El Flow. The second season of El Flow was written and produced by Álvaro Céspedes and Reynold Gutierrez in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and is hosted by me, Lilia Luciano. Edited by Carmen Graterol. Fact-checking by Samedi Aguirre. Executive producers are Carmen Graterol, Rose Reed, Isaac Lee, and Lilia Luciano. Sound design by Pachi Quiñones, Hugo Mendoza, and Gonzalo Messi. Special thanks to Veronica Hernandez and Pedro Aguirre. Our executive producers at iHeart are Giselle Vances and Arlene Santana. For more My Cultura podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.